From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The death toll from Ecuador's biggest earthquake in decades has soared to at least 232 Sunday. Rescuers, meanwhile, continue using tractors and bare hands to hunt desperately for survivors in shattered coastal towns. The 7.8 magnitude quake struck off the Pacific coast on Saturday and was felt around the nation of 16 million people, causing panic as far away as the highland capital of Quito, collapsing buildings and roads in western towns. President Rafael Correa rushed home from a trip to Italy, and he confirmed the number of fatalities Sunday. Meanwhile, the country's vice president says the quake has caused considerable damage. He says citizens under the supervision of emergency personnel are being moved. He asks that everyone remains calm, and they need the highest level of coordination possible between citizens and public service personnel. Meanwhile, more than 1,500 people were injured, according to authorities. 11 people remain missing Sunday in southern Japan from two powerful earthquakes there that killed 41 people. This comes as the U.S. military announced that it's preparing to join relief efforts, and Toyota said it would suspend nearly all of its vehicle production in Japan. An Air France passenger plane has landed in Tehran International Airport. It marks a resumption of Paris-Tehran flights. The Sunday flight is the first Air France jet to land in Iran in 8 years, and it follows a landmark nuclear deal reached with world powers that went into effect in January. Air France will fly to Iran 3 times a week. This is VOA News.